Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jason Longshore joins us now, as he does on Wednesdays at 1:20.
What up,
Jason?
Jay?
It was bumpy, but we made it.
Yeah, and there could still be a few bumps. I mean, that's how this is going. There's bumps for all of us, you know? I mean, that's the real world we're living in at the moment, you know? You got to be careful whenever you go to the grocery store, let alone try to have a sporting event. So we've all got to be careful, and we're all going to have to adjust. You know, the MLS has had to balance, you know, the issues with FC Dallas, and we're waiting on an update on Nashville. Their first match has been postponed, and then we'll see. But we've got a live game tonight, Miami and Orlando and Atlanta United on Saturday. So it is just moving forward as best you can.
Well, Jake, I don't have to worry about the effects, because I suppose you didn't hear that I have this new thing called Instacart. So I don't even got to go nowhere anymore, Jay. So I just want to, I don't have to really go nowhere.
But with that being said, you're not going anywhere. Yeah. Nowhere.
I can't go nowhere. Ever.
Okay.
I'm cooling. Cooling.
That's the approach.
Cooling. Yeah. Hey, Jay, well, I mean, the shocking thing was, to me, and I think we talked to Joe Patrick the other day about this, was, were these players sick down there? Was it a thing as far as them not being responsible, or was it they might have just brought it with them? That's the part I don't understand.
Well, they definitely brought it with them. I mean, there's no way around that, because, you know, if you go back to the very beginning of the whole conversation about an Orlando tournament and having all the teams go down there, initially, there was talk about the teams being there for 3 to 4 weeks before games. That was the plan that was on the table. One of the reasons why, at that time, you couldn't guarantee that every team could train in their market, but also these kinds of issues. Because even when you're doing all of the testing that MLS teams are doing, and the players who arrived in Orlando had to be tested twice in the 72 hours prior to going, on top of their usual every other day testing, so multiple clear tests from FC Dallas players and from Nashville FC players, and they arrived and a couple players tested positive from both teams on the day they arrived after passing tests in their own market. I don't know what else MLS could have done. You know, it didn't come from other teams. It hasn't spread to other teams in the bubble. These teams arrived and had cases, and it spread within their team. And we don't know why. You don't know how it happened within that team, but it didn't come from being in Orlando. And that's the key element here about safety and the bubble, is that it's not coming from within the bubble. These are folks who showed up and tested positive upon arrival.
What did come from in the bubble, or what did come from other teams, the way that I'm understanding it, and I don't know that this has been officially reported or not, but it sounds like the other teams were the ones that sort of moved to have FC Dallas gone. I know FC Dallas removed themselves from the tournament, but is that true? Is it that the other teams that were down there were saying, hey, like, we can't really have these guys in here. We got to get these guys out of here.
You're starting to get some heavy insinuation of that. And if you go back to the release that MLS sent out of FC Dallas being removed from the tournament, it was said that they were withdrawn from the tournament. The wording was very careful, that they did not withdraw, they were withdrawn.
Okay.
And that's a slight distinction.
It is.
Oh, yeah, it definitely is, Jay. And, you know, but I mean, I know people are excited about tonight, but I'm excited about Saturday. That's what I'm excited about. And they're going against a team that plays a different type of style. Do you think that New York will be able to run that pressing style that they like to do against Atlanta United? And if so, how do you think Atlanta United will counter it?
I think their best bet is to try, because when you look back at what the Red Bulls did earlier this season, they beat Cincinnati at home in a game that they probably should have handled a little bit more easily than they did. They went to Real Salt Lake, and I thought it was really interesting watching that match back. At a little bit of altitude and early in the season, they sat back far more than we're used to seeing a New York Red Bulls team do. They did get a 1-1 draw. They conceded late for the 1-1 draw, but they had four shots. RSL had 20. You know, your shots were cleared off the line by the Red Bulls. They were really dodging bullets left and right to get the result that they did. I don't think they're comfortable playing in a way sitting back. I think they're going to have to come out and really press Atlanta United. Now, if you're Atlanta United, you know how to deal with this because you've seen it. And I think it's just going to be down to being as sharp as you possibly can. And if you cannot be, because, look, they haven't played a match in a long time. You can train all you want. The intensity of a match is different. You're going to have to make the decision that we've seen this team do occasionally against the pressing team. Play direct. Play over the top. Make the other team play with the ball at their feet and put them under some pressure. I'll be curious to see how Frank DeVore manages that conundrum on Saturday.
Hey Jason, how many games did Atlanta United play without Joseph Martinez before everything got shut down?
Two.
Was it? It was two? Okay. Do you think that they'll go about replacing him in a similar way that they did in those two games, or are we going to see a variety of different combinations to try to supplement Martinez not being there?
Well, they did two different things, which is interesting. The league match against Cincinnati at home, Adam John got the start up top, and then at the Estadio Azteca, they started Titi Martinez up top. Now, I think a lot of people look back at the result from the match with Club America and say that didn't work. They created a lot of chances in that game. And on the road at altitude at the Estadio Azteca with the distractions of everything going on at that time, they created a lot of chances. I would like to see that opportunity again for Titi Martinez up top. But you have to go back to something Frank DeBoer said at media availability on Friday. He brought up Manuel Castro as a possibility up top, and that's a player we have not seen in that position. It's a player we've barely seen with Atlanta United, period. So I'm really fascinated to see what that one could look like, because we don't have anything to base it on. He's going to have a lot of options, Frank DeBoer, and how to tackle this. And it wouldn't surprise me in these three group matches to see maybe two or three different solutions to replacing Joseph Martinez.
Jay, what would be the biggest issue outside of fitness? Because we know that, you know, you're not going to be 100% fit concerning the layoff. You can do as best you can, but no way to get in game shape other than playing in games. But what would probably be the biggest challenge for Atlanta United outside of the fitness part of it?
The mental side of it, because you can't replicate the intensity of a match in training. And you can't replicate what a match is like in these conditions without fans in the stands. It's very different, and it's going to take a lot of focus. And I think your veteran players are going to have a little bit of a leg up there. But I'm also looking at guys who come in. You know how it is in a match, any game, any sport. You've got guys who are just always naturally up for the occasion. The ones who get stuck in with a tackle, the ones who might throw an elbow here or there, the ones who are always just naturally aggressive, those are the ones who can set the tone in these games. And Atlanta's got players like that. You know, you see Franco Escobar going strong on a tackle. That can lift a team's mood a little bit, lift the team's intensity, and those things are going to be critical. Players being locked in mentally from the opening whistle, that's going to be a big challenge here, because this is a different kind of match than they've ever faced.
It's so great to be talking to you about like what they need to do on the field when they play. Like, it's so fun to actually be talking about soccer and tactics and not any of this other stuff that we've had to talk about. Health is always a part of it, and it's more complicated now than ever. I know that Atlanta United had a couple players test positive. I've read that those players are back with the team. We also know that when everything got shut down, they had guys that were banged up. As far as we know, going into Saturday, are Atlanta United a pretty healthy group?
As healthy as you can be. You know, without Joseph Martinez, you're as healthy as you can be. So Frank DeBoer's going to have some tough decisions with that lineup, because we talked about it coming into the season. There's a lot of depth in this team. I mean, you just look at outside back, for example, the wing back role. You've got five different players who can factor into those spots, and you're only playing two. You know, you talk about center back, you've got five, six guys who can start for most teams in this league. You're starting three. You know, you've got a lot of depth. That's good because it increases the competition in training. It's also tough to decide on which group is going to be your best fit.
Jay, what are you most looking forward to tonight? Because I told them, I said, I'm really interested in watching this Miami team, because I think that Miami team is going to do well as far as their fan base down there because of the diversity of the culture down there in Miami. What are you looking forward to tonight against Miami versus Orlando?
Both of them, actually, because Orlando's not going to be the Orlando that we're used to, because they have one of the best managers in the league now in Oscar Pereja. I want to see what his effect is. And you know, you've got five South American players that Orlando added from last season's team, added to last season's team, that are a big upgrade. And how quick are they going to hit the ground running with this group? Miami's such an unknown because they've added some players. They're a new team to begin with. You have top players in this team, but Rodolfo Pizarro, your focal point, is a player who's known for being inconsistent. When he's on, he's one of the most talented players out of Mexico in the last decade, but he's also been very inconsistent, and you need, with a new team, you need some consistency to build around. I want to see just what the level looks like, too. I want to see where some of those intangibles, that intensity looks like, because as we've seen with the National Women's Soccer League, the NWSL, early on, you saw some disjointed games, but you also saw the effects of having five substitutions. You saw some energy brought in the last 10 minutes that it really changed matches. I want to see how these managers use those extra subs.
We root for Miami tonight, right? Like, we want to see Orlando lose.
Orlando!
Obviously.
I'll take a draw. That'd be fine.
Sure. It's soccer, man. It's MLS soccer that actually counts. I can't wait to see it tonight. One other thing I wanted to mention, because we're running out of time with Jason. They put a schedule out yesterday. 92.9 put a schedule out, because Randy's going to be on vacation in a couple weeks. Jason Longshore filling in for Randy for 3 days.
I saw that.
We got Jason on a Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday in a couple weeks in July. Very much looking forward to that, Jason. It's going to
be
awesome.
Fun.
Yeah, man.
Hold on. Why'd you have to do that while he on the phone on the show with me? Like,
well, I just wanted to let people know that was.
You can wait till we got to the time where I was going to leave. Why you got to make people are going to be like, oh, I can't wait to tune in now.
Well, I wanted to give people something to look forward to. Yeah, I mean, because obviously anytime you're on vacation, the show takes a hit. But I want to give some people to look forward to. I mean, I don't know.
I'm
maybe
just keeping the sea warm, Randy. Don't come after me, please.
Appreciate it, Jay.
When you're on vacation, try not to have too many Twitter conversations with Jeff Francoeur.
There it is. There it is.
Thank you,
there
Jason.
There it is.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.